Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, April 19th, 2021. As of April 17th, 16% of Berliners received one corona vaccination, 7.6 have been fully vaccinated, and the 7-day incidence in the capital increased to 152.4. After the Federal Constitutional Court in Karlsruhe declared the Berlin rent cap unconstitutional last Thursday, several reactions from politicians and business organizations have emerged over the last few days. Germany's largest housing group, Vonovia, has decided to not collect foregone rents from its tenants, stating, quote, "The decision of the Federal Constitutional Court is logical, and the rent cap was not suitable for solving the problems with the Berlin housing market," unquote. Nevertheless, Vonovia promised that tenants will not have to make any additional payments. This means that the group is, quote, "waiving additional claims of up to 10 million euros," unquote. The real estate group Heimstatten also does not want to make any demands for repayment from tenants. The Scandinavian company is considered controversial and had bought up thousands of apartments in the city last year. Berlin's six state-owned housing companies also do not want to demand repayments. The real estate group Deutsche Wohnen, on the other hand, will collect outstanding claims from tenants. Deutsche Wohnen announced, quote, "No tenant will lose their apartment as a result of the decision. However, to completely waive the settlement of outstanding debts would not meet our obligations to the company, its employees, and owners. For the settlement of the remaining amount, we will offer numerous options that flexibly take into account the financial situation of tenants," unquote. Deutsche Wohnen owns more than 155,000 apartments in Germany, around three-quarters of which are in Berlin, and claims that about 80% of the tenants will be obligated to pay less than 500 euros in back payment. Business associations welcomed the court decision. Industry and Handelskammer, or IHK, and the Verein der Berliner Kaufleute, or VBKI, issued a joint statement and called for, quote, "an end to the construction and thus also tenant-hostile experiments," unquote. Per the statement, the goal of creating more affordable housing can only be achieved together with the private housing industry. Beatrice Kramm, president of the IHK Berlin, made the Berlin Senate responsible for the costs of, quote, "this legal experiment," unquote, which led to less new construction, longer lines at apartment viewings, and a massive investment backlog. She continued to say that tenants who were supposed to benefit are now paying the price and called for more cooperation of all players in the future. According to the German Institute for Economic Research, or the DIW, the ruling on the Berlin rent cap will relax the market in the medium term, and that studies have shown significant negative consequences of the rent cap in Berlin. After its introduction, the supply of rental housing fell significantly with the introduction of the regulation. In consequence, the Institute thinks that what is initially bad news for many tenants should ease the market over time. For the short term, real estate economist and head of economic research at DIW, Klaus Michelsen, sees great challenges for low-income households in particular and fears that they are threatened with homelessness in extreme cases. For him, regulations are useful if they strike a balance between legitimate social interests and a good investment climate. He also believes that speculation or discrimination should have no place in a market that's supposed to serve a basic need, and stressed that existing instruments such as rent indexes, cap limits, social housing, or the municipal rights of first buy in real estate sales have worked quite successfully in the past, even if the public perception was different. The president of the Federal Association of Free Real Estate and Housing Enterprises, or BFW, Andreas Ebel, welcomed the ruling of the Federal Constitutional Court, but called on landlords to use a sense of proportion and to act in a socially responsible manner when claiming the underpaid rents. The managing director of the BFW Regional Association Berlin-Brandenburg, Susanne Klabe, said that the rent cap has led to a standstill in modernizations and new construction and has already caused massive damage in the Berlin construction and housing industry. Per Klabe, medium-sized companies have halted their investments, and at the same time, the tight market could only be relieved by new construction. Johannes Evers, chairman of the board of Berliner Sparkasse, appealed to create more housing and added that the common goal must be to create affordable housing for all in a growing city, and stated, quote, "In the coming months, everything should be geared toward getting Berlin's economy moving again, convincing potential investors, and thus securing jobs. This also includes reducing bureaucracy, digitizing administration, the judiciary, and schools, an attractive urban environment, and last but not least, an unequivocal rejection of any form of expropriation fantasies," unquote. The president of the Mieterbund, or Tenants Association, Lukas Siebenkotten, called the decision from Karlsruhe, quote, "bitter and hard-hitting," unquote, for the residents of 15 million Berlin apartments. He called on federal lawmakers to act and stop the rent explosion, announcing that the Deutsche Mieterbund will fight for a nationwide 6-year rent freeze, referring to the nationwide campaign Mietenstopp, launched on February 19th. In the meantime, the Berlin government is seeking ways to help tenants affected by the rent cap chaos. The Department of Housing Senator Sebastian Scheel of the Left is working on a new law to define the conditions under which tenants are entitled to state aid to pay their rent debt. The bill is expected to be introduced in the Senate tomorrow and passed if possible. The Senate wants to help only those who are, quote, "in an economic emergency situation," and estimates the number at approximately 40,000 households. Included in this estimation are those affected by so-called shadow rents in their leases. Many landlords foresaw the possibility of the rent cap being annulled, and they modified new leases and rent increase notices with an extra clause, including a higher price and demanding a commitment from tenants to make up the difference if the law were to be overturned. The Senate estimates the number of these shadow rent agreements at 57,000 and assumes that about 10% of those who have made such an agreement will need financial assistance. Several hundred owners of motorhomes and caravans gathered in Berlin on Saturday to protest for the opening of campgrounds in Germany. The demonstration started at noon in front of the Olympiastadion and headed towards the Reichstag. Around 700 vehicles were registered. Thomas Albrecht of the initiative Campen mit Abstand, or Camping with Distance, spoke of more than 1,000 RVs and cars. The initiative stressed that, quote, "camping by far is the best, safest, and lowest contact form of relaxation for families," unquote. Among other things, the protesters were upset that flying to Mallorca over the Easter holidays was permitted, while the local campsites had to remain closed due to the pandemic. The opening of the U5 station Museuminsel, originally planned for the summer, has been postponed until the fall. According to Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe spokeswoman Petra Nelken, delays were caused by corona cases at the construction companies, and the station is now expected to open at the end of October or early November. Currently, trains already run on the new extension of the U5 to Hauptbahnhof, which once ended at Alexanderplatz, but do not stop at Museuminsel. The initially planned opening date was September 10th, and it was originally chosen because exactly 125 years ago on that day, the construction of the elevated viaducts of today's U1 began. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.